This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about that Biden foreign policy? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Joey Demento. What was his comment on Cuba? We support the Cuban people, but we also support the government. But let's just remember that what the Democrats and leftists are in turmoil over Cuba. Black people are over there rioting. By the way, everybody off the streets the other day. At the threat of violence. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftism doesn't win. It's as soon as you put it on front, on display, on front and center, you know what you find out? It death spirals. Barack Obama went over to Cuba, played footsies with the Castro brothers, and the place is in turmoil. Donald Trump was tough on Cuba and said, look, you're not getting anything until you change your evil ways. And it was working. And what happened? Joey Demento comes in and Cuba is in turmoil. Why? Because people want what Americans have taken for granted for decades. They want their freedom. They get a taste of it. And they want it. They hear back from their people that have made it here, their Cuban family members and friends who've gotten to America and say, man, you have no idea what it's like. You can't keep the secret anymore. It isn't like the 1950s, which the Cubans happened to be stuck in, where there wasn't any communication. You were at a loss of what was going on in the world. Nowhere can they keep the secret. This is the problem all over the world. That's why people love this country. Not because of, we have some amazing things here. Don't misunderstand me. But it's about that American spirit. That's what they love the most. We're not the newest country, the most pretty or whatever. But in our core, we are unattainable. We are beautiful. You ever just met that person that just is so amazing inside that you overlook all their flaws? Kind of like me. Even though I am a cutie, I'll admit it, but on the outside. But no, seriously, when you meet somebody that you just go, wow, that is just such a beautiful person. And it's genuine. It isn't like they're beautiful in front of you, but then they stink when they get home and they're, alcoholics and beat their kids and kick the dog. No, they're genuinely that way. And they're not putting on. When they help you, they want to help. It isn't like, oh, I'll owe them or whatever. That is what America is. That's the way other countries view us, because they're like, geez, every time you turn around, America's there to support and to help. And our citizens want to do it. Earthquake, let's send some relief. How many of you say, boy, I wish I could go? How many of you have said to yourself, I wish I could go to Haiti to help out? Or, during some crisis, or I wish I could go to, somewhere to help, kids that are, orphans and what have you. And many of you do it, by the way. You do it. You do it. I don't mean you poo-poo on it. I'm saying you do it. You actually make it happen. You're not all talk. Anyway, Donald Trump chimed in on Cuba. Big demonstrations breaking out in Cuba and Miami in protest of the communist Cuban government. Although today there are zero protesters in Cuba. You know what that means. Don't forget that Biden and the Democrats campaigned on reversing my very tough stance on Cuba. Remember when Obama attended baseball games with Castro's while they were imprisoned, beat, and killed the Cuban people? He says, I stand with the Cuban people 100% in their fight for freedom. The government must let them speak and be free. Joe Biden must stand up against the communist regime, or history will remember. Wow. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'm very excited that Donald Trump chimed in and he's making our position known. And I spoke about this the other day. Black Lives Matter got a black eye because they were like, well, we stand with the Cuban government or whatever. And they were standing against Negroes, Cubans, black Cubans saying, by the way, the black Cubans are oppressed. They're an oppressed group within the Cuban community because of their dark skin. There's racism in Cuba. You don't know this because nobody speaks about it. There's racism in Mexico. You know, the heavy Indian-looking Mexicans, they're not considered the better Mexicans. It's the Castilian, the Spaniard-looking Mexicans that get, you know, all the goodies. Racism's all over the world in these subtle ways, but people don't talk about it. They only talk about it here. Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with Cuba. It is what it is. But I'm going to tell you, this is not good for the Biden administration. I'm curious to see what the optics end up being. Because I don't think this is going to go away. This is, when you're seeing this fight for freedom, when people get that taste of it, bad things have to happen. The Cuban regime's got to shut them down, or who knows. But if Trump is right about this, there were zero protesters, you got to ask yourself what's happening. How's it going to leak out? And it will leak out, because the Miami Cuban community, they are tight. Very anti-leftist, because they lived it. I wish we could bring all these Cubans over. Let them see. Let them feel this. I'm not xenophobic against Mexicans, but the Mexicans come over, they don't feel it. They don't feel it with the same sense of the Cubans. They don't feel the level of oppression in their country. It's more of just, we don't have the economic resources of America. We just want to go to America and make more money. Cubans see it as a freedom. We've lost our freedoms. I want to see more of that. I'm sure you do as well. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to go into CRT today. My voice is starting to go. I hate when that happens. It gets a little tired. I want to talk about the ban on ethnic studies. And I want to talk about this woofuru. So there was a lady that said, let them die. Michelle Leach. She stood outside of Jackson Middle School. In favor of critical race theory. A round of applause as she declared, let them die, about people who were opposed to critical race theory. And she resigned her position as vice president of training at the Virginia PTA. See, folks, all these things that we're talking about are coming back to bite the left. Cuba will bite the left, and so will CRT. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A member of the Virginia PTA, what's her name? Michelle Leet, Vice President of Training at the Virginia PTA, stood outside of a group of people and said, "Let them die for the people who are against teaching the racist ideas of critical race theory." I have no problem at all of teaching kids about their history and their heritage in a positive way. But I have a big problem with the way that these people want to do it, these critical race theorists who are nothing more than ethnocentric racists. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hope you had good weekend, good days, whatever it may be, whenever time you're listening to this program. But I'm going to tell you, the left never rests. And so it's time for us to strike back. This woman, Michelle Leet, wants you dead if you don't want to teach victimization to young white kids and black kids, oppression of white kids, that if you're born white, you're oppressive of blacks. I mean, can you imagine starting life off and based on your color, something, you know, this is the way you're predetermined, like a caste system? America fought beyond this stupid caste system by saying if you had black skin, you were going to be subservient. You were always going to be yes, ma'am, no's a no, ma'am, whatever, to anybody, even to kids. It's long past. That was our equivalent of a caste system. A caste system that, by the way, still exists in many parts of the world. Don't expect leftists to hold any of them accountable, though. I told you guys, I accidentally discovered a black history book in my school's library, and it must have been a God thing, as I say, because as I thumbed through this book, I was overwhelmed at the things that blacks accomplished. But as I read that book, I never felt slighted. I didn't feel like, what? That my school wasn't teaching me, quote, black history. I already felt empowered as an American. Yes, a black person who happened to live in this country. And to see things, these specific accomplishments of blacks made me, here it comes, wait for it, even more proud. I did. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I think it sort of built in this thirst for history once that happened. I would have loved to have learned more specifically about blacks in America, but I understood that my history classes were only glimpses of history. The most significant things. And sometimes it didn't involve white folks. It would be like saying, you know, Kevin, what's the most significant things happening where you live right now? It probably doesn't involve black folks. It isn't a criticism of blacks. It's just, it isn't. But the most significant things happening in, say, Chicago may very well involve black folks. It's all a matter of historical, here's the word, perspective. If it was white men who discovered what would become America, or in this case, Spaniards, with Columbus, I mean, who cares? I don't want to change history because of that. And while the tactics of some of these white folks may be considered questionable, you know, beating up on the Indians, the indigenous people, who, you know, at the end of the day, I don't care. It's the actions that built the best country in the world. Have you ever seen this study from, I think it's the History Channel, and they talk about all the different presidents and who decided we were going to expand across all the way to California, how we picked the fight with Mexico so we could get California. You know what? Congratulations to those white boys with that kind of forward thinking. Saying, no, we want everything up to the Rio Grande. And I know it may seem ruthless, but it built what became the best country in the world. Divine providence or just flat out ruthless evil, I don't care. We paid for it. America's had to pay for it. It is what it is. So, but leftists look at history in retrospect. They teach about this oppressive America created by the colonizing of indigenous people. I don't care. Yeah, I mean, I hate to put it that way because I know a lot of people are like, well, Kevin, we should, whatever it took to get to where you are, that's the history. It is what it is, good or bad. Now, are we more civilized? Yeah. We're not looking to go invade Poland and say we're going to take it from you just because we're tougher. We've been the toughest kids in the schoolyard for a long time, and we haven't taken any more property, any more people's lands. So it is what it is. Whatever got America to this point is cool with me. All countries have their bugaboos. In a few hundred years, America has demonstrated its ability to overcome all our ills. Regardless, though, leftists want to focus on America's supposed continued ills while wholly ignoring all the great things this country has given the world, like this magnificent mosaic of American people. So Politico reported this. School districts have been attempting to divide America along racial lines. And here's what they wrote. In 2006, Tucson Unified School District's Mexican-American Studies curriculum was relatively unknown. The program, a series of middle and high school classes highlighting Mexican-American contributions to U.S. history and culture, had shown promise in lifting Latino students out of lower test score brackets and boosting graduation rates. Only a handful of detractors had shown up at a school board meeting to grouse about the curriculum's race-focused teachings. And again, I have no problem with having Mexican kids learn about the historic contribution of the Mexican people to America. The problem is indoctrination in these ethnic studies programs and what they teach. And here's a real agenda. They say then Jonathan Payton, a Republican lawmaker representing Tucson at the time, got a hold of a recording of labor organizer and Chicago rights icon Dolores Huerta telling an auditorium of Tucson high school students, "Republicans hate Latinos." Suddenly, GOP lawmakers in Phoenix were decrying Raza Studies, as the program was known, as a plot to indoctrinate children with ideas about white people as racist and people of color as their victims. And, of course, raza in Spanish means race. And they were trying to say, no, it means the people. A legislative panel ordered school administrators to defend the program at the state capitol in Phoenix. One lawmaker accusing the district of running a sweatshop for liberalism. And by 2008, lawmakers were setting their sights on banning this studies altogether, with a bill to prohibit classes from teaching beliefs that, quote, denigrate American values. Organizations that spew anti-American or race-based rhetoric have no place, said Russell Pierce, a Republican representative who first sponsored the bill to outlaw these classes. That's what he said. He says, we ought to be celebrating our unity and not allowing, with taxpayer dollars, these organizations. And he won. Thank God Russell Pierce noticed what leftists have been trying to hide for some time, that they are the divisive racist in this country. So now, you can't teach this kind of nonsense in Arizona schools. See, that's the kind of stuff that I want to make people understand. When you do this, we're going to support you. We're going to do something for Russell.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people. The administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. Just killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland sharply limited federal prosecutors' ability to obtain records of reporters' contacts when investigating government leaks of sensitive information. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins, in an interview with the Washington Post live webcast on Monday, says booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine may be necessary in the future, but he's not certain.
The immune response to any vaccination can't be predicted to last for life. It occasionally does, like the measles vaccine is really good at that. But most of them do, over the course of time, lose a little bit of their potency. That's why you have to get a tetanus shot every 10 years. If you stepped on a rusty nail, you'd have to look and see, is it my time?
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Don't Fauci My Florida was trending on Twitter the other day. Fauci is finally being demonized. I haven't seen much about him. I know he's out in the news a little bit. They're still trying to tout him as he like some expert or whatever, but people aren't buying it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. Be sure to check out the stuff that we offer at a Kev Perks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks, because they will save you money, aggravation, lots of stuff, and it's all stuff that we use ourselves, so you're free to take advantage of it. It's going to save you money, and lots of it. The number of daily COVID infections has shot up almost 50%, they said, amid the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. I'm reading this. With rises even recorded in states with high vaccination rates, according to the data. Really? They said the U.S. recorded an average of 19,455 new cases per day over the last 7 days, up 47.5%. What'd I tell you guys? Gotta scare you, man. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! It's coming. The dreaded Wu flu is still here. Y'all better watch out. The boogeyman. And if it isn't the Wu flu, then well, we have the dreaded Delta variant. It's not working, even with your shots. Okay, I have a question. I just want to pose something to you. Why are you getting the shot? Why do they keep pressing the shot if it isn't working against the new variant? We'll get to that in a second because Pfizer's going to give us the answer. You know, these guys are giving you the death penalty if you take this stupid shot. They said, but deaths from the pandemic, get this. Now, I want you to understand, deaths from the pandemic have continued to dip nationwide, down about 25% to an average of 154 during the most recent 7-day period, down from 205 from the prior week. So while there's now an uptick of 47.5% new cases from the previous week, deaths have dropped 25%, but you're still supposed to be scared. A total of 43 states have seen an increase in infections in the previous weeks. So we're back to this. We're back to measuring infections. We've come full circle, white people. We're measuring infections. The death rate is down. Did you catch that? The death rate is down. 25%. The infection rates are up 47%. If you look at both of those, many, many more infections, but quite a few less deaths, you get one conclusion. We shouldn't be scared. It's a disease that's in check. And it isn't because, by the way, of the vaccine because the vaccine isn't stopping the infections. You get it? Or I'm just making sure. I just check. Do you get? Are you awake? Over the past 2 weeks, cases have also been rising in some states with high vaccination rates, such as New York, Vermont, and California. They're telling you, even in these totally leftist enclaves, they said, all of which have been fully vaccinated, at least 62% of their adult residents are vaccinated, and the numbers are still going up. I ask you again, why get the shot? Numbers are still going up. Deaths are going down. What is the one conclusion you can draw? It might not be a scientific one, but it's a common sense one. You ready? I'll give it to you. Herd immunity. Your body has already started to adjust to Wu flu. The majority of people are, it won't even be a, the only way Wu flu will be a conversation this winter is politicians saying, let's continue the ruse and get more money, and let's keep this thing going. Have you seen the I am blown away at the amount of marketing that's gone into the Wu flu. I'm serious. You can't turn on the TV without jingles being written. Holly weirdos are doing, I don't know who's paying them, but they're getting money. And rappers are writing songs about, you get your shot, man. You got to get the shot. You get the shot, dude. Oh, you do, whatever. I've heard at least, no exaggeration, 5 written songs tied to some commercial about getting a shot or doing your fair share, you know, not promoting, give it whatever you want, pro-shot Wu-Flu nonsense, and here are the stats. It ain't helping anybody. They know it. I just gave you the numbers. Here's what Dr. Jennifer Menzo with John Hopkins for, Center for Health Security, she said this. She called the spread in highly vaccinated states is worrisome. Yeah, you want to know why it's worrisome? It's worrisome politically. It's worrisome because what it's saying to people is, you don't need to get this shot. Why are you talking about getting people separated by vaccinated and unvaccinated when the vaccinated are more deadly than the vaccinated, than the unvaccinated? You know what I meant. You knew what I meant. Don't mess with me. The people who are vaccinated are more of a carrier than those of us who have herd immunity that maybe got the shot, whatever. I don't have the answers. I just give you the numbers. They might as well have given people a placebo. It would have been much better than what they did. That's just the data. So we're not through. Pfizer, here's what they said. U.S. regulators met with Pfizer. They said they are still not ready to recommend COVID vaccine booster shots, but Pfizer wants them. Nothing has really changed, said Fauci. He says Pfizer executives met privately with U.S. senior scientists and regulators to press their case for quick authorization of a COVID booster vaccine. Look, the COVID vaccine is already killing people. It's maiming them for life. And you've got Pfizer people going, you know, we need to boost that, boost those death rates and all the other, you know, the issues that are related to this vaccine, hearts enlarging and all this other stuff. They want to boost it. Officials said after the meeting that more data, possibly several more months, would be needed before regulators could determine whether booster shots were necessary. So they're going to study this. Let me help them and you. There's nothing to study. The shots don't work. So what are you trying to give me a booster for? This is insanity. But this is where we are. Interesting to listen to hear these guys argue this. It really is amazing. The thing goes on. During the 1 hour online virtual meeting, of course, they had to protect themselves from the dreaded Wu flu. I'm sure they all had masks on.
Excuse me, sir. You, in the third window panel, will you please put your mask up?
Too funny. Says, Pfizer's chief scientific officer briefed top doctors in the federal government, including Fauci, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC and Prevention, Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institute of Health, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, Dr. Janet Woodcock, acting commissioner of the U.S. FDA, Assistant Secretary for Health, Dr. Rachel Levine, and Dr. David Kessler, Chief Science Officer of the Biden administration's COVID response team. I'm so sick of COVID-19 crap, it's pathetic. I want to just choke people with it. Oh, we follow COVID protocols. You can't pull anything up. I was looking at a movie, the things, because I was looking for a song at the end of it. I heard a song I liked. And at the end of it, in the credits, it says COVID, like the person who makes sure that this TV show or movie was made with all the right COVID protocols, as if Hollywood even follows that nonsense. It's everywhere over nothing. Washing station signage. Think of the money that's been wasted on this scam, and it's disheartening. What could be done with that money? It's like when Joe Biden did the Juneteenth thing for black folks. I said it didn't send one more black kid to college. It didn't bring one more black father home. It didn't take one more black person out of prison. It didn't start one more black company or organization or whatever. It did nothing for black people. It was symbolism that cost this ate up the media cycle for that time, but cost ultimately millions of dollars and didn't deliver a single thing to black folks. It didn't deliver any more hope. That's what Democrats are about. So anyway, they want a booster for a shot that doesn't work, that's killing people. It tells you all you need to know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm not sure if we're going to ever know the details of this scamdemic. And my money would be we won't. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I've just seen the leftists be able to keep a lid on things. And even though we know what we know, there's just no way to prove it per se. They really do cover their bases. And unless we get better, you're getting undercover people in there like the Project Veritas folks. We will never know this stuff. I mean, there's just too much money, too much of our money that goes into paying people off and getting people to say what they want them to say. I have to tell you, I give them credit. I am truly fascinated at how well they are, how good they are at this, how well they cover up. It's pretty amazing. It makes you wonder what would happen if they actually use their powers for good. I've already explored that in some ways because I said, you know, what if the left said, let's really try to solve problems? Could we solve homelessness? I mean, you're not going to get rid of anything. Let's not talk about things in absolutes. There will be homeless people, drug addicts, crackheads, teen pregnancies, dropouts at school, etc. They're going to be those. But the numbers, the ratios are astounding. The number of kids who can't read, for example. You would think today we wouldn't even think of anybody as, you know, having, I mean, really? You can't read in America today? It's insanity. Nobody's stopping you. It isn't like, y'all teaching them dark people how to read. We're going to hang you. Nothing. No rules, regulations against it. You would think everybody would get at least the basics. Nope. So, anyway, back to this scamdemic. This thing is so common sense to me. I can't put it into words how disappointed I am with Americans who don't get this. Here's a short excerpt from a person named Dr. Martin. And he exposes this ruse against us. And here's what he said. The NIAID, a U.S. government agency, built an infectious replication coronavirus. In other words, they created SARS. They patented it in 2002 before there was any outbreak in Asia. He gives a U.S. patent number. You can look it up. 727-9327. There is nothing novel about this biological weapon. Over 120 patented pieces of evidence were dug up to suggest the declaration of a novel coronavirus is entirely fictitious. On the 28th of April in 2003, this is just fascinating stuff. I wish I had time to just dedicate myself to just this. But anyway, they said, 3 days after the CDC filed a patent on SARS coronavirus, Sequoia Pharmaceuticals filed a patent on antiviral agents to treat SARS coronavirus. So the CDC files a patent for SARS coronavirus. 3 days later, Big Pharma files a patent on treatments for it. How does one have a patent for a treatment on a thing that was invented 3 days earlier? The patent on the treatment was issued before the CDC patent was allowed. It's not physically possible to patent a thing that treats a thing that has not been published because the CDC kept the filing private. So in other words, nobody was supposed to know about the CDC's patent. So how did this company, Sequoia Pharmaceuticals, even know? That's where we are. Only the beginning. It says SARS-CoV-2, same thing that was played out the same way for COVID-19. Moderna got the spike protein sequence from the Vaccine Research Center before SARS-CoV-2 was even a thing. Any assertion, he writes, that this pathogen is unique or novel falls apart on the actual gene sequences that are found in the patent records. This is the easiest non-conspiracy to follow of almost anything. I mean, this is equivalent to Hillary Clinton's bathroom basement email server with a private contractor to do maintenance on or whatever, while she supposedly was supposed to be doing this on the State Department servers. This is the equivalent of Jim Comey and his fixing of all the Clinton stuff documented over a period of time and nothing happened. This, I could go on. I could name you 15 so-called non-conspiracy conspiracies that this falls right in line with. So easy to prove. Follow the money, follow the patents. Any investigative journalist, I'm not an investigative journalist, but I can follow this story with no problem whatsoever. So he goes on. we are injecting a synthetic spike protein mRNA sequence that is a computer simulation of a sequence that has been known and patented for years. Goal: inject spike protein. The mRNA of vaccine does not meet patentable, legal, or clinical standard for a vaccine. He then writes this. According to the FDA's own standards, this is not a vaccine. It is a biological weapon. It is an opportunistic marketing campaign to address a stated objective. The medical pharmaceutical industrial complex needed to get the public to accept a pan-coronavirus medical countermeasure, and they needed the media machine to create the necessary hype, and accordingly, investors would follow where there is profit. That's where this is. That's what this is about. This thing is so faked, so contrived. And I remember saying this when the thing first broke out, going back a year and a half. I said, this has been the most interesting virus that we've studied. I mean, I said, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it is killing more people or whatever, but it's different. It's different. I remember saying this like I said it yesterday. I said, I don't know whether it's killing more people, but what I can tell you is the way we're handling this is different than anything else we've done. From things that you know are vicious, like Ebola virus or Hantavirus and things like that. But we're doing this so differently. And as it played out, it got scarier in the sense that you knew it was a game. It's people just saying, we're going to go get money and there's nothing you're going to do about it. I remember saying, when I'd see a few people wearing masks, saying, there's no way we're all going to be wearing masks. And we were wearing masks. I remember saying that. And then it got real. It got real to everybody, to all of us. Suddenly, I mean, I'm not the only one at that point that knew, and I'm sure many of you felt the same way, but I'm saying at whatever point you came to the realization that this was more than just about the disease, it was more about control. It was more about what can the government get you to do. And at that point, we started the revolt. And I think that's why it'll be different going forward. I think that going forward, they're going to have a tough time getting this back in mask. The governor of Arizona, who I think of as a rhino, he's at least saying, we're not doing anything more with this thing. I'm not shutting this economy down again. I think he learned his lesson. And to look, I'm going to give Ducey some credit. And I'm talking about Arizona's governor, because he's banned CRT in schools. And he's saying point blank, we are not going to go back to mask mandates. You know, and they're, oh, the numbers are rising. I think something happened. I don't know what. But he's finally starting to wake up. But let me finish with what this guy said about this before I run out of time. He says, it's not a vaccine. And he goes on, he says, by definition, this is a criminal racketeering. This is criminal racketeering and collusion. And then there is the mass murder and harm upon humanity. There is no novel virus. There is no pandemic. There are no variants. The entire state narrative is a lie. The real bioweapon is the poisonous injection falsely called a vaccine. Either wake up or wait for mass death. I couldn't agree more. He's spot on. Just do the research to find out if he's lying, because I know he's not. I've seen this story multiple times. And I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.